A recent study published in the journal Science found that North America has lost 29% of its bird population over the last 50 years. That's nearly 3 billion birds of all different species, from meadowlarks to swallows to robins. WYPR's Tom Flynn has this look at what the trends could mean for the Baltimore region.
That was a whippoorwill, a bird once common around Baltimore and throughout eastern North America. David Kirsten, director of bird conservation for the Audubon Society in Baltimore, says that's one of the birds at risk because its habitat has been declining with urbanization.
Two species in the Baltimore area which will be very much at risk from climate change are the whippoorwill and the American woodcock. In Baltimore County, there's just one place left where they'll nest, and that's Soldier's Delight, just northwest of Baltimore, up near the Liberty Reservoir.
Kirsten connects the declining number of birds with findings of a recent Audubon Society report that says climate change will force birds to find new homes, and many of them may not survive.
We found that two-thirds of bird species that were studied will be at risk from climate change, at risk of extinction, by around 2080.
Chris Eberle of the Maryland Bird Conservation Partnership notes other declines in Baltimore's bird population.
We've noticed fewer iconic species like Baltimore oriole, wood thrush, the eastern whippoorwill.
What's causing this loss? There isn't one single explanation, but studies point to habitat loss and declining insect populations as key factors. And birds face some very mundane challenges.
Cats are actually the largest source of human-induced mortality on birds, and it's over 2.5 billion a year. Collisions with windows are another large source.
Kirsten connects bird population decline to climate change and talks about what we need to do to reverse the trend.
We need to reduce emissions. We need to transition our economy to renewable energy. And the only way we're going to do this in a democratic society like America is for everyone to stand up and be counted.
Kirsten also suggests checking out Cornell University website 3billionbirds.org to read about 7 steps that anyone can take in their own lives. For example, those manicured suburban lawns actually create what scientists call a habitat monoculture that offers birds nothing by way of habitat or food. So, we really are losing our birds. But who cares? What difference will it make? Kirsten cites the economic impact, $27 million a year in Dorchester County alone, due to the loss of birding-related tourism. Eberle describes a deeper spiritual connection.
When I'm out in the woods and I hear a song like the wood thrush, it just makes me feel like I'm connected to nature in some really big way.
Here's Jessica Janetta, naturalist at Oregon Ridge Park, trying to imagine a world without birds.
I think if that happens, I don't think we'll have a lot of imagining because I think that we'll be gone.
Peter Martin, naturalist at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore, gives us this analogy for the decline.
Really, it's a canary in the coal mine. If we're losing our birds, it means we're doing something to change the environment, and these birds are disappearing. And it could be because of the pesticides we're putting in there, and which means it could be unhealthy for us as well.
So, imagine the day 30 or 40 years from now when there are no birds in the Baltimore sky, just BWI air traffic and the police surveillance choppers and those pesky Amazon delivery drones. And try to remember that last whippoorwill call. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.